We want the Lord to have His way in these days, and we know that He may move upon any one of you to get up and express yourself, or to sing a song, or to lead out in prayer, or to sit silently, to listen, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We sing in one of our favorite camp songs, "I'm here, I want to be ready to have you use me or not be used at all. I want my members to be subject to your call."
Yes.
I think for some of us, we need encouragement along that line. I like this. Isn't this a nice sign they put out so that nobody takes my seat?
Yeah.
And you get one too, man. And then there was one next to me on the seat next to me too. And I said to Brother Graber, "Now that's the kind of minister I want sitting next to me, a reserved minister." But anyway, I think some of us are rather reserved. But the Lord would sometimes want to move upon us and have us share or participate in some maybe less reserved way, and we have to be yielded to Him, right?
Yes.
And maybe others of us don't have any problem along that line. Maybe we have to hold ourselves back sometimes, and everyone's different, right? But I want you to feel free to let the Lord have His way with you. And, you know, if something gets out of hand, Brother Graber's been in ministry for over 50 years, 56 is it now, or more, and he knows how to put the brakes on if it's necessary, but it's less likely that it goes that way than that we need encouragement to yield ourselves to God. Make the voice of His praise to be heard, it says. Make His praise glorious.
Yes,
and, we can bless one another that way.
Yes.
Just want to invite those of you who feel that inspiration and leading to share. Don't feel that that's not welcome, because it is, and it has been through all the years here. That's part of camp. Well, we're going because Brother Graber, I'm going to blame you for this. And your sermon on seeking God. After you preached it, I heard the piano playing, and the next day, I think it was, this Mendelssohn song. It's a great song. Comes from the Elijah piece. And the words that Mendelssohn chose are from Jeremiah 29 and from Job 23. By the way, we also heard from Job 23 in your sermon on the Word of God, about treasuring the words of His mouth, so highly esteeming them, greater than silver and gold, and more than my necessary food, I think it is there, Job's testimony. But I would ask Daniel to sing this, believe me, I would.
Yes.
I would, but it's in German.
Right.
Yeah, you see. It's the only copy I have, and I have to translate it as I go along. So, are you up to that, brother? Are you up to that? I have to translate as I go along. So, I have to, Daniel, I have to sing it an octave lower than it's written, just to get it out. So, you know that I'm not exactly the man for this, but I just feel, I heard, I think it was Grace playing it the next day, and I just want to sing this, and it's the truth of God here that we want to get into our hearts. We want to really give ourselves to seek the Lord in these days, to hear from Him, and to respond to His call, to wait on Him in faith and allow Him to work His work in us. So let's give it a try. Truly. he shall ever surely find me. Thus saith our God, thus saith our God. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come before his presence. Come before his presence. Oh, that I knew I might find him. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Thus saith our God. Saith our God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Just Jesus, we seek you. We seek you with all our hearts.